With fear on the rise around our world, it's really sad that we're in a position where that fear is not only just in the main cities and the main places where people congregate, it's actually spreading to the villages, the islands as well. I say this in light of writing my book, The Paradise Induction. I'm reminded by the fact that we had these recent attacks. That fear is now, it's really, rampant. It's spreading all over the place. And when I touched down in the Caribbean, I remember being surprised by the fact that hitching rides, which is a very common action on the islands, was on decline. And what I mean by this is people weren't trusting people enough to allow for hitchhikers anymore. It was something where if you hitched a ride, it was most likely the person allowing you in their car knew you already from somewhere. So this made things very difficult for me when I arrived because people said to me, to get to your job and get to places, Stephen, all you're going to need to do is hitch a ride. And so I'd put my thumb out and I'd try to hitch a ride and no one would take me. And I'd often have to walk long distances in the blistering heat to get to my jobs, to get to anywhere, really. And so, just reminding of this fact that fear really disconnects people. It really destroys everything that we strive to live for, which is relationship with one another and being together with one another. Being able to be, true, having true camaraderie, even if it's strangers. And so, it was something that I was really looking forward to with Island Mentality when I went there, to get away from the London disconnect. The coldness of London mentality that no one speaks or no one talks to one another, no one greets one another, no one is polite enough to say thank you, please and thank you, when maybe you open a door for someone or anything like this. I was really looking forward to seeing that in Island Mentality that there would be this much more hospitable approach to strangers. And when I came, when I touched down, it just wasn't the case. There was the odd person that still upheld their traditional beliefs, but they usually reigned in their 60s. The range of 30s to 40s, there was a different kind of mentality. Not so, well, very much like London mentality, city mentality, really. So it was just something that it's something that's come to mind as I'm writing the book, and with the recent attacks causing an atmosphere of fear in London and creating it, and it's just a very sad aspect of life today.